following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
We've all been told the words, God bless you, before, and most likely we've said it to others as well. And when I think about the character of God as described in Scripture, it can be a great thing to say, as well as a desire for another person. But have you ever actually stopped and thought about those words, God bless you, or what it even means to live a blessed life? Well, in Matthew 5, Jesus delivers his well-known Sermon on the Mount. And he actually gives within there 8 descriptions of the blessed person and the blessed life. But I have to warn you, if you read it, you actually might be surprised and even challenged by the way that Jesus defines who the blessed person is, as it looks really different than how most would probably interpret blessing, both then and now, because the list doesn't include the most handsome or the most beautiful, the most rich or the most famous, those who have the most toys even, or even those who have the highest position of prominence. And when we look at those things from a human standpoint, we see those things, and admittedly, when we don't have them, it could kind of feel like we are not blessed in the same way. But the characteristics and the virtues that Jesus says are not those. In fact, the ones listed are probably not thought highly of, or maybe not even thought of it at all by most of us. Yet Jesus is clear and precise in his words. So how can this be? How can this be so different in the way that Jesus is describing the blessed life? Because Jesus' kingdom actually uses a different measurement than the kingdom of this world does. And I'm excited to go over this more in-depthly in the videos to come, as we're going to be kind of over the next 8 or 9 weeks that I do Refuge Daily, we're going to be taking little snapshots of what the blessed life looks like as defined by Jesus. But before we get into that in the coming weeks, today I want to ask you guys personally, like, how do you personally define life to be blessed? And have we been living what we consider the blessed life? And if we would say that the answer is yes, then again, I want you just to take a moment to be able to thank God and praise him who's really given us every good thing, Scripture says. And over the coming weeks, I want to invite you guys to join us as we grow in our depth and understanding and appreciation of God's grace and his blessing in our lives. But if the answer is no, or you're not sure, but you have found yourself wanting or looking for purpose beyond, you know, maybe just the rat race of getting through another day of work, or the rat race of just going to school, or keeping up with even the latest social media fad. If you found yourself wondering, hey, is there more to Christianity than just an energetic sermon on a Sunday, a verse on a mug, or someone praying before a meal, which none of those things are bad, but if you desire more than that, if you've ever found yourself tired or worn out or realizing your inability, maybe disheartened by arrogance, or pride, or the self-righteous, beat up by legalism, maybe hurt or let down by the things of this life that cannot satisfy you, wondering, hey, is there anything in this world that is worthy of giving my entirety to, and wanting to know more the one who's given his life for you? Then I want to invite you to dig a little deeper with me over the next few weeks as we will be mining just for nuggets of truth in the Beatitudes of Jesus. Well, I look forward to talking with you more as we, again, look at what the blessed life is as according to Jesus. God bless you guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want the day.